Today is September 22nd, 1995, and I'm here with Marie, who came from what was Croatia at that time.
Exactly.
In 1913, you think, and came through Ellis Island at the age of 6 years.
That's right. That's correct.
And today we are in Ellis Island, however not in the studio, and we have with us Rosemary Schmidt, who is Mrs. DiBella's daughter. Okay. Well, I'm delighted to talk with you, and anything you can remember.
You make it delightful to speak, too.
Thank you. Okay, let's start at the beginning, Mrs. DiBella. Could you say your birth date for the tape?
January 30th. 1907.
Uh-huh. And where in Croatia were you born?
Where? In the principal city. It has really two names, the Croatian name Rijeka and the Italian name Fiume, which means river, translated. It's at the very top of the Adriatic, if you look on the map, at the very top to the right, in a large gulf, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that was the principal city of Croatia. It wasn't Yugoslavia at that time yet.
But the Croatian word is R-I-J-E-K-A.
Rijeka.
Rijeka.
Correct.
Rijeka. Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you live in Fiume?
I was born there.
Did you live there up until you were 6 years old?
Until I was 6 years old. My mother had died after I was born. And so my aunt took me. My father's sister, mm-hmm. and took me because their family was already in New York and they had plans to come here, and they took me, of course, because I would have been left there. And she was very loving, you know. I don't think she would have been able to do it, which she decided on the right thing, make an American out of her, too.
Uh-huh. Well, what was your father's name?
Anton. Anthony. Oh, I affected.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Anton. Anton, A-N-T-O-N, Kovac. K-O-V-A-C-H.
Uh-huh. And your mother, do you remember her?
My
maiden name as well as her
first
name?
Yeah, but Bibiana. Bibiana. Oh, dear me. I had the name.
Okay, perhaps your daughter can say.
Bibiana Gerbac. G-R-B-A-C. Gerbac. It's a soft C at the end, Garbac.
And your aunt's name, your father's sister.
Well, she was. Let's see, what was their name? My father's.
Here you have it on this form. It's Teresa.
Oh,
Sucher.
That's it, Sucher. Yes, it's a German. He was German. Or Austrian, more Austrian. So that's correct then.
Okay.
S-U-C-H-E-R.
And did you know your aunt and uncle while you were growing up, before you came here?
Well, they raised me.
But I mean before, when after your mother died and up until you were 6 years old, they raised you too?
Well, they took me immediately.
Oh.
At my mother's death, I was an infant. How old I was, I don't know. It must have been maybe a year or some, maybe, you know, maybe almost two. That I don't know. They never I never heard that brought up, so I wouldn't remember it, just how. But I was their baby because they took me in, and I became they became my parents.
Do you remember the house you lived in when you were in Fiuma?
Where she lived? Oh, it was right off the main street. But I took a trip back years ago now, back, and I visited the place and all that. But I don't have the address.
Oh no, but I mean, can you describe it? What was it like where you lived in Fiuma?
Oh, very nice. It had great big rooms. You know, I don't know that apartment. I remember sometimes I think of my past, and I think once I added 5 or 6 room apartment, very nice, and on the second floor. And what I remember is it was so far back that we didn't have a stove, but a built-in fireplace to cook on, you know, a full size in the kitchen, so that that kept you also warmer in the winter, uh-huh. I suppose.
Can you remember any things that your aunt cooked, that she made on the fireplace?
Well, naturally she cooked for a baby and then a child later, and I always remember enjoying my food, and what it was, I can't tell you exactly now.
Uh-huh. And do you remember any experiences with your aunt when you were in Fiuma? Places you went with her or activities?
Well, oh yes. See, she her daughter, Raisi, she since I was growing, you know, so she sewed for me, made me dresses. Wanted me to look as cute as she could make me, I suppose. You know, it was nothing but love, really, all the way through. I was very fortunate.
Uh-huh. And how about your uncle? What was he like?
Well, my uncle, you see, at that point that I recall, the men folk were already in New York, in America. So I didn't see much of them when they would come in for a visit, you know, but they went back because they were employed, and which was difficult in Europe to when it came to employment. That's now, why the men left.
Did your father leave too?
Yes.
For America?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. In fact, I don't remember him. Maybe once that I was old enough to recall his visit, that he came, and that was it. Then I was when I was brought here, we took a trip to see my father, to show him his daughter.
So, what were the men doing here in the United States? What kind of work was your uncle and your father doing in the United States?
He was a baker on shipboard, a baker. So he plied back and forth, and then finally decided that's what he continued doing. He was a baker, uh-huh. And that's all I can remember. So, and now, then I remember he ended up in Cleveland, and that's where I was taken every summer to see him, you know. And that's the story of my infancy.
Okay, well, can you remember anything else about the town? Any celebrations that occurred when
you
were
mean
small?
In Europe? Uh-huh. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, there were, because we had, as I said, an apartment upstairs, and that was, when we heard music, everybody was flowing to the front windows, you know, to see, to enjoy the music. And there is plenty of that in Europe, mm-hmm. You know. The associations love music, and So I do recall that, which was very nice.
Were you a religious family? Were you brought up
religious? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Not strict, I must say, you know. But instilled goodness by showing, by speaking of it, you know, that we all have to behave, you know, as teaching a child, you know, mm-hmm. more or less the same thing there as they do here.
Uh-huh. What particular church did you go to?
Well, the one that was, it's funny, when I went back, I couldn't find it. Because I didn't remember its name. I really didn't. I was disappointed that time.
Was it a Catholic church?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everybody was Catholic there, you know.
Okay. And do you remember any kind of social life that the grown-ups had? Do you remember...
Well, yes, there was company, you know. Well, it depended on the associations, you know, how and the schools that my cousin attended. Her brother was already in America, they led a very nice life, you know. Of course, the money came from mostly from America, because there it was getting worse and worse. That's why half of Europe has left through the years. Mm-hmm. And so, that far back, which is in the early 1900s, it couldn't have been very good.
So it was mostly the men who had gone to America?
Pardon?
A lot of men had already gone
oh, yes.
to America,
yes.
and the women and children
oh,
were...
Oh, yes, yeah, that's
left.
True.
Uh-huh.
That's the way it may be different now, but it wasn't then. So the men went where they could win the bread.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have friends? Do you remember any friends that you had as a little girl?
Well, no. I was too young. Mm-hmm. I was... what was I, five, barely yeah. six, you right. know.
So you didn't start school either in Europe?
Yeah, well, it was more of a kindergarten, that's what I recall. We played, oh, beautiful, oh, that was my first choice to go and see that when I came. We had a large walled, very pleasant wall all around the two sides. And we played outdoors all the time. It was more of a kindergarten than a first grade.
So you spent a year there and you oh, enjoyed that?
Pardon?
You enjoyed a year, a whole year there?
Oh, well, no. This is when I was still living there,
yeah.
you know.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I went when I visited when I grew up and I took a trip. I've been there twice after. Once I flew, once by ship. And I would go to, I think it's natural, your earliest memories are of most interest to one when you're repeating that mm-hmm. same place, you know.
Were there any other early memories that we haven't talked about? Anything else that you remember about yeah, that early time?
Nothing outstanding, nothing that, no. I had a very quiet, happy life, you know.
Do you know what kind of a child you were?
I suppose I remember being scolded once in a while, you know, but on the whole, I didn't... Well, I think with boys it's different. With the little girls, they're more obedient, maybe.
Uh-huh.
No, I can't say that I was chastised ever, you know, badly, never.
Uh-huh. Did you have grandparents?
No.
Uh-huh. How about other extended
family? No.
How about other extended family members? Any other family
well,
members?
Well, there. I couldn't find anyone. You see, many years had gone by before I returned there. And of course I looked, because I remember their name, and I got nowhere, unfortunately.
Well, do you remember what you thought about America before you came to this country?
Well, what could I think?
Did you have any ideas?
Well, how can a child that age think if she hasn't seen something? Think of it. I hadn't seen it yet. But then I remembered that I was very happy. I was taken immediately. We landed, of course. Where are we now?
Ellis Island.
In Ellis Island. That's right.
Well, before we talk about Ellis Island, do you remember leaving Fiume and going to get the ship to take you to America?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I remember that trip very well. It was the first time that I had sailed on smaller boats, but this was a ship for, the Atlantic, we went to New York. And I remember one pleasant interlude. I was, of course, dancing up and down the deck once, and a gentleman, American, he was so nice. He must have said something, but I didn't understand him. But he gave me 2 American Indian pennies. Have you ever seen any? I don't think there are money around anymore. That was the penny was usually the American Indian design. And that was very. It remained. I was only 6 years old, and I remember that how gracious he was. You know, I must have been prancing around, and he gives me 2 American pennies, and I thought that was wonderful, American. You know, anything American was tops.
Do you remember the name of the ship?
Yeah, I've been trying to remember, and I think I did at one point. Ivernia. Ivernia. Ivernia.
Do you remember anything about it, about the passage?
About the passage? Well, it was very pleasant. It was very pleasant. We had a beautiful dining room and beautiful staircase going down to the dining room, you know, and lots of service. It was very nice.
Well, it sounds as though you were not traveling steerage or third class.
No. We had our... That I was with my aunt and cousin. So that was a bedroom with 2 beds. You know, one dog higher than the other.
Bunk bed. Uh-huh.
So, of course, my aunt had the lower one, and my cousin, who was younger, she... And I was tucked in on a velvet couch on the other wall, you know. So it was cozy.
Do you remember when the ship, when the Ivernia came into the New York Harbor?
Where I should remember. I do remember, but what I'm trying to say is I don't remember any particular details, you know, that it was evening, and then of course we didn't leave until the morning, and that was exciting. America, you know, the word alone. New York. So, well, there isn't much to tell about that part. I have nothing I can recount.
Do you have any impressions of Ellis Island, of coming here?
Well, no. See how, in speaking, I forgot that I'm in Ellis Island at this moment. Yes. Well, we were together. Yes, we were together, my aunt, my cousin, and I. And it was very nice. You know, decent. the people were pleasant. So Ellis Island is a big word to Europeans. It used to be in Europe many years ago. When they reach there, they know they're safe. In New York.
Do you recall the ship came in the evening, and then did you stay overnight at Ellis Island? Did you stay overnight on the ship?
Oh, yes. Yes, on Ellis Island. We got off because I suppose they had other plans. And, well, I suppose you know the story about I went up someplace to sleep. I went up high, high, high. There were different layers.
Bunks.
You know? And, but I was put there. The children, the smaller ones, you know, were able to take care of them in that manner at that time.
Was it like a big dormitory room with a lot of children in it?
It wasn't a room exactly. Or I may not remember correctly. You know, at that point, as a sleepy child at six, you don't know what you see or don't see. But did you tell the lady that what happened to me? No, I don't want to say anything.
No, I think it's an anecdote.
Exactly. Do you want to tell it?
Pardon?
Would you like to tell it?
Well, that was the shame of a little boy. That I was on up high, and the little boy was up higher, and he had to do something. So I got wet.
Is
it a pleasant memory?
No.
But it's funny.
Yeah. And do you remember anything else? Anything else that happened at Ellis Island? Do you remember do you remember going to the dining room?
Oh, that was special. That was nice. As I said, we had a nice staircase. The dining room was a lower level, I suppose. And beautifully served, and nice table, you know, setting. And
well, this was on the Ivernia. Now, how about when you got to Ellis Island? Was that very different?
Oh, in Ellis Island, let's see, about the eating. Oh, it was adequate, you know. After all, it was in a hotel, you know. But I don't think I gave that a matter of thought at that age.
No.
Excuse me.
Do you remember if someone met you at Ellis Island? Did your uncle or your father come and meet you?
Oh, no, they couldn't. The family lived way out in Ohio. So I know the first I saw them was there. I didn't see them on shipboard.
Now, you were traveling with your aunt and your cousin,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Do you remember when you left Ellis Island? What did you do then?
Well, this is it. Then we got on a train and we went to Ohio.
Do you remember any first impressions?
Oh, my
getting first on the train or traveling to Ohio?
Well, I had been on trains before in Europe, so that was you know, nothing unusual. It was very nice, of course. And my impressions were all pleasant. There was nothing that I remember with an ugly recollection.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember arriving in Ohio?
Oh, yes, yes. We traveled all night. And then later I saw that we had to back up somewhere in Pennsylvania to get out of the way of another train or something. And so we were delayed. And it was winter when we arrived. And there we were, met with piles of snow, and I had never seen snow in my life before. But anyhow, the family was there, and I was picked up then, and somebody or other would carry me the mails on their back, you know. And there I was in Youngstown then, in Ohio. I went all the way over to Ohio to see the United States.
Do you remember any things that struck you as different when you first got there, different from anything you had known?
Well, not really. No, the children were pleasant. And they were my first, attention that I paid attention to more than the playmates that I happened to have. They were very pleasant. And how I spoke with them, I don't remember that, how. But I must have just played, and then, you hear a child hearing words and phrases, picks them up quicker. And I suppose that's what I had to do to understand what they were telling me.
Did you start school soon after you arrived?
Oh, yes, right. So the first semester. Oh, surely. Well, I was just the right age, so there was no time to fool around. And I was pleased. I was pleased because I was used to that, going to school over there anyhow.
Are there any things that you remember about learning the language?
Well, it wasn't immediate, you know. But I don't remember any great difficulty, because I didn't expect it of myself. I was, you know, kind of dubious of what it was that was said. But I strove to remember what I did learn, you know, to help me. And then, of course, if I imagine, this I don't even remember, did I ever ask what was being said? I don't remember that part to be explained. I don't remember that. But, of course, I think I learned immediately, because there were other children, and next door there was a family of five children with whom I came to know quickly, and playing with them. And a child, immediately, you pick it up. And so I had no trouble with English. When I started in school, I don't remember any problem.
Mm-hmm. Were there many other children who had come from Europe around Youngstown you knew about?
No, they were all American born. So they spoke only American English, I mean.
Well, how were you received?
Pardon?
How were you received as a child coming from another country, another language?
They welcomed me. They asked me to play with them, because they saw that I was interested. And, you know, with a group of children, they always wanted more, one more. So I was welcome, I guess. I don't know. Oh,
And did you stay in Youngstown?
Stay?
Until you grew up?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I started school, and then after that, high school, and so on. And so I was there until what broke me away to go and Daddy. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how you met your husband?
To New Jersey.
Daddy. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I went to
New York.
From Youngstown. I had my cousin from Fiume lived in where did they live?
New York.
No. Well, at the beginning they did, but later on, when I was staying still with my aunt, then Raisi wrote
you know, why don't I come and visit? Mm-hmm. Because, well, I was in my teens already there. Mm-hmm. And so I came, I left Ohio, and of course I spoke English by then, mm-hmm. correctly. And so it's...
So you visited your cousin.
So Razi was my first cousin, and she had married DiBella. And then later I did the same thing, her brother-in-law. But it was family, you know, because she had me when I was a tiny, you know, she remembered me as an older sister, a baby. So that's why when she said, why don't you come to New Jersey, you know. So, well, when a young person, that's all they need to hear, you know, if they can go someplace different.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember meeting your husband?
Meeting, yes. Oh, yes. Well, my cousin married DiBella. What was his name? Sam. Yeah. And... This future mother-in-law, she was such a wonderful person. I, in New York, a job in New York, and she wanted me to stay with them. So, yeah, you've been holding it long enough.
Thanks, dear.
Well,
you found a job in New York.
Yes.
What kind of a job was it?
Typing, the usual, mm-hmm. beginner, you know, because I had that knowledge from school, so I put it to use. And then my mother-in-law didn't want me to travel all the way to Jersey. Come and stay with us. They had a beautiful big apartment up on 110th Street right by the park. Mm-hmm. And they had space, mm-hmm. because it was a big one. So I agreed for the weekends, you know. And that's how I met my future husband. He was still unmarried. Mm-hmm. And so the name, the DiBella, became double in our family.
Mm-hmm. And what was your husband's first name?
My husband, Pepe, Giuseppe, Joseph, mm-hmm. but Pepe is the, uh-huh. What do you call a name?
It's a nickname.
Favorite, well, what's the other word for it? I can't think of it now.
It's affectionate term.
Yeah, Pepe, Giuseppe, and then it's shortened by the Italians, Pepe. Pepe here, Pepe there, instead of saying all of Giuseppe, you know. Uh-huh.
And how many children did you have?
I had one child. Here she is. Uh-huh. I had one.
And do you have grandchildren?
And I have grandson, very nice grandson, Eric. How old is he now?
He's 30 and a half. Lots of time has gone by.
Huh?
30 and a half.
Eric. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. Yeah, the time flies. I feel older right away.
Wait, when you look back on your life, yeah. Do you feel as though those early years and coming here to a new country, do you think that made a difference in the kind of person you became? Do you think it influenced you very much?
Well, I was very happy to be an American. I was happy with the family, with the friends I had. I would think of my place of birth, and which is, as I said, I went back twice, just to pick up the memories, you know, as a youngster. And I've been a rather happy person. I can't complain. thank God.
What makes you feel very satisfied about having done in your lifetime?
I haven't accomplished much. I haven't accomplished much. I would have liked to have written a little book. You know, just my own experiences. Mm-hmm. But I never got to it. It takes courage, because you don't want to feel as if you feel important enough to have to tell the world what happened to you. You know, on the other hand, I regret, because I had a sort of a full life. You know, although it some years went by, we also exactly the same like everybody else's. But sometimes I think, now I'm experienced. Maybe because, you know, you find these little books, you know, and everybody feels the same way sometime or other, to put down what they have gone through. Mm-hmm. And in a way, to preserve that memory, also one wants to write it. But I never got to that point. I don't think I'm good enough for that.
Well, you speak very well.
Well, thank you.
So I would assume you would write well. Could you put your finger on what you consider high points?
Pardon?
Were there high points in your life? What you consider some of the best times of your life?
Oh, bad times?
Well, good or bad?
No, when we had there was this, what do you call it, when everybody's out of work?
The depression.
Depression, see, my memory is failing me. Depression, of course, it's I think everyone's affected by that. And I too felt when one's husband isn't working, you know, it's bound to happen. And then slowly you pick up the threads, and even when you lose a husband, you can't go on crying all the time. You've got to get back to normal, things like that. But you have to. A person, I think, has a certain amount of love and pleasure, and then there are times when it's just the reverse, and you have to accept that. And I tried to. So, and here I am. I'm a widow. How many years now that Daddy's gone?
24, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
24.
It is. Mm-hmm. See that? 24, quarter of a century that I'm alone.
Well, how would you describe this phase of your life, your old age phase?
My old age is very good. It's very good. I mean, basically, I'm not ill, and that's the most important, isn't it? And then I have a lovely daughter, a very nice son-in-law, and a grandson as family. So that's quite full, too, and happy. So I can't complain, even though I'm a widow. Those things happen. But why is it that the husbands always go first? They worry a lot. They work hard, and they give out then. Yeah. They have more responsibility in a way, you know, than a mother does. Mm-hmm. Who's going to bring home the bacon? It's Daddy. Well, I think I haven't left anything unsaid.
I was just going to ask you if there was anything else you could think of relevant to your life before you came to this country and then since that time.
Yeah. Well, you know what it was? When I came to this country and I made it my business, when I felt the courage enough to do it alone, I went back to Europe and I went to the spots that I remember with pleasure. You know, the parks, where in the evening we would hear music, you know, played in Dalmatia, and the I wanted to replenish my memories with the same. But life is what you make it. I suppose I could cry all the time. I'm alone, but it's only me going to make me sick. And when I'm sick, I'm a worry to my daughter. You know, it doesn't pay.
Well, I think maybe we'll close here. I want to thank you very much for
You're very welcome. I hope I haven't taken your time.
Oh, not at all. It's a pleasure. I've been speaking with Maria DiBella, who came in 1913.
That's correct.
From Croatia.
Yes,
Fiume.
Yeah.
And today is September 22nd, 1995.
Oh.
So that makes you 88. You're 88 years old now this time.
Yeah, that's correct. 88. Yeah, close to 90. Uh-huh. I don't feel that close. And you help me. by bringing everything forth with your questions.
I have the feeling that you do very well on your own speaking. Well, thank you very much.
I want to
say thank you. And this is Janet Levine for the National Park Service, and I'm signing off.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to continue here with some songs that Mrs. DiBella remembers from Croatia. Here, would you like to sit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this. Oh, I see.
Sorry.
Like this? Somebody see me. Is it on?
Yes.
Oh.
So, however you can remember to begin, and whatever you can remember.
Yeah. See, I get it mixed up. I never sing this.
Yeah.
Samoreci mi da te ljubim ja, to nije istina. La 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 la. Ruži se brala, drago mi je dala. La 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 di la 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 la. Picking flowers and giving them to my lover, you know, the word. Ruši se brala, drago mi je dala.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Oh, please. I'm sorry that I really can't contribute the right way.
Oh,
you know, remembering.
This is wonderful. Thanks.
Because